Hello, lively viewers. Welcome to Enlightening Entertainment and our presentation of Love and Hugs and Aussie Kids Show.
Hello there, everyone. Today we're going to sing and dance and dress up and tell lots of stories. But before we do, I'm going to say hello. Jumbo. That is how you say hello in Kenya. I went on a big trip to Africa. Let's have a look at the map. Here is Australia where I live. I had to get all the way across that big Indian Ocean. Here is a tricky question. Do you think I swam all the way to Africa? Do you think I rode my bike all the way to Africa? Yes, that's right. I got an aeroplane. I said, see you later, alligator. Don't forget your toilet paper. I said, bye-bye, mummy. Bye-bye, daddy. I'm going to Africa, baby. The plane left Australia. It went up into the sky for a very long time. I had two really big sleeps. Watch the Lion King. And then I got off the plane in Africa, but I did not say hello. I said, Jumbo. Can you say Jumbo? When I went to Africa, I went to visit an African kindergarten where they taught me a very special hello song. It's called Jambo Bwana, which means hello, sir. And in this song, you have to be able to move your hips like this. Hakuna Matata. You have to be able to wave like this. Jambo, Jambo Bwana. Arms out like this. Habari gani? How are you? Thumbs up. Nzuri sana. I'm good. Arms out again. Wangeni. Makari bishwa. Welcome all you visitors. Draw a circle. Kenya yetu. Our Kenya. Hakuna matata.
Kenya yetu hakuna matata. Hello, hello sir, how are you? Very fine. Visitors, you are welcome. Our Kenya, no trouble. Kenya ni nzuri, hakuna matata. Kenya's a good country, hakuna matata. Nchi maajabu, hakuna matata.
Do you know that the people in Africa do things a little bit differently to us? How do you think they carry things? Yes, they carry things on their heads. Big buckets of water on their head, big bunches of bananas on their heads, and they never ever... Oh dear, am I an African person? Do we carry things on our head here in Australia? No, but I never saw an African person drop anything off their heads. Now the mummies, they carry their babies a little bit differently to us. They carry their babies on their backs. There are lots of different animals in Africa. Let's take a look. Lions, elephants, warthogs. Look at the zebras and the wildebeest. They are very good friends. Lots of monkeys live in Africa too. Hey, I know a story about a very cheeky monkey. In this story, we need a mummy and her baby. We need her little girl. And up in the tree lives a very cheeky monkey, always looking for mischief. Well, one day Mummy has to go to the market. So she gives her baby to her little girl and says, "Look after the baby. I have to go to the market and get some more mangoes for us to eat." She put the basket on her head and the little girl said, "Bye-bye, Mummy." Well, while she was gone, the little girl wanted to play. So she put the baby down on the ground and said, "Have a little sleep, sister. I'm just going to go and play with my new toy." And as she turned her back, she was not watching the baby. But somebody was watching the baby. Yes, the cheeky monkey. He ran down the tree, picked up the baby, and took the baby back up the tree. Well, very soon the mummy came home and asked the little girl, "Where's the baby gone?" The little girl looked up the tree and said, "The monkey's got the baby." Oh no, what are they going to do? A monkey can't have their baby. Luckily, mummies have good ideas. And mummy thought, "What if I put these mangoes at the bottom of the tree? Maybe that monkey will come down the tree, pick up the mangoes and leave me my baby." So that's what she did. She went and put the mangoes at the bottom of the tree, walked away, and that monkey came down the tree, put the baby on the ground, picked up the mangoes and ran back up the tree, eating up all of those mangoes. Well, Mummy ran and got her baby, gave her a nice cuddle, and from that day on, if Mummy ever needed to go to the market, she always put on a kanga, tied her baby to her back, and took the baby with her.
But if there's just one thing that all families do, it's love, love, love and hug. It's hug, hug, hug and kiss. It's love, 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 love. Love, love.
Who lives at your house?
Morty.
Who's Morty, your pet dinosaur?
No, he's my pet cat.
Yeah.
And a fishy.
A fishy?
And Mummy and Daddy and Jake. Did I say brother two times?
No. Do you have a brother?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I've got a sister and a brother. And Jacob is his name, and sister has a name, and she's called Cyan. And Daddy.
Daddy. Who else?
No one. Yeah, but no, not, why do we have to come up here?
Mummy.
Mummy? And who else?
Tiger, my cat.
And Mum and Dad.
Mum and Dad, do you have any animals?
No.
No animals?
We have toy animals.
Toy
animals. We'll be right back with more from our kids show. So keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Enlightening Entertainment's Kids Show. We were just talking about how nice it is to share and that it is unnice not to share.
I know a story about someone who wouldn't share. It's called The Fairy Who Wouldn't Share. But we need a fairy for this story. I said fairy, not hairy! I said fairy, not scary! That's better. We also need an angel for this story and a superhero.
Once upon a time in a nursery rhyme, there was a fairy, fly, fly, fly. She had a magic wand, that lucky fairy, fly, 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 fly. She really did not know how to share. If you asked her for a time, she would say without a care, no, 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 no. One day a lovely angel came flying by, saw the magic wand and said, oh my, I'd like a turn, please, please, please.
No, I won't give you a turn, said the fairy. I don't really like sharing, said the fairy.
The angel had a look, the magic wand he took, and flew away into the clouds. Bye-bye. Just then a superhero flashed by, saw that angel snatch and fly into the sky. Use your words, 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 use your words.
He took the wand from my hand, boo hoo, and left me here feeling so blue, blue, blue.
Hey you two, stop the blues, how about we use our words, yeah.
Can I have a turn when you finish, please, fairy? Yes, yes, okay, I'll start sharing. You have 5 turns and I'll have 5 turns. Take turns, have fun and share. Yeah! It's my turn. Now your turn. We share. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when I go to the kindy, the kids can get really, really rough. I was playing at the kindy the other day and there were some children running around really, really fast. And guess what? They knocked me over. And I started to cry. And I said, stop it! I don't like it when you hurt me! And you know what they did? They came back, they helped me up, and they said a very important word. Do you know what it is? Yes. They said, sorry, and I felt much better.
Do you say sorry when you hurt someone? Well, I know a rap song about this.
Listen up, all you kindy kids out there. You're running around like you just don't care. You're flying too fast through the playground and you're knocking all your friends down. Yo, bro, go slow. Look around for your friends on the ground. 'Cause kindy kids, we are so good. We help everyone in the neighborhood. Superheroes is what my friends and I play. But something scary happened one day. We were running and chasing and flying around and we knocked one of our friends down. Yo, bro, go slow. Look around for your friends on the ground. 'Cause kindy kids, we are so good. We help everyone in the neighborhood. My teacher helped our friend that day. A kiss, a cuddle, and a band-aid. Superhero play is fun, just look out for the little ones. Yo, bro, go slow. Look around, be friends on the ground.
post-kindy kids. We are so good, we help everyone in the neighborhood. Running around the playground's fun, just look out for the little ones.
Check it out.
Sky. They all had new wings but were too scared to fly. I need to get down to what the first angel would say. But what if I fall down instead of flying away? She closed her eyes and turned around and a fairy arrived. Waved her wand around and round and said, little angel, fly. The angel jumped off the cloud and flew into the sky. She flapped her wings and she waved, bye-bye. How many angels do we have left? Two newborn angels sitting in the sky. They all had new wings but were too scared to fly. I need to get down to what the next angel would say. But what if I fall down instead of flying away? Closed his eyes and turned around and a fairy arrived. She waved her wand around and round and said, little angel, fly. The angel jumped off the cloud and flew into the sky. She flapped his wings and he waved, bye-bye. How many angels do we have left? One. One newborn angel sitting in the sky. She had new wings but was too scared to fly. I need to get down to what the last angel would say. What if I fall down instead of flying away? She closed her eyes and turned around and a fairy arrived. She waved her wand around and round and said, little angel, fly. The angel jumped off the cloud and flew into the sky. She flapped her wings and she waved, bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on Enlightening Entertainment. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your days be happy and bright.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WAU.